What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to My Social Life. This is the podcast where we teach you how to grow on social media by talking to people who have actually done it. I'm your host, Jacob Kelly, and today is a bit of a different episode of My Social Life because today is the last episode of My Social Life. I've got a lot of like notes here of why I'm ending it and what I want to talk about in this podcast, but I think really like I kind of just want to go from the heart for the most part. And before we get into everything, I'm sure there's a few of you that have paid attention to me on social media and stuff. They're like, what about the Gary episode? I thought you were interviewing Gary V. And the Gary V episode is still in progress. I just don't know if and when that'll happen. He's a very busy guy. And he did say, yes, he'd come on the podcast. And I want that to happen. And I'm still going to pursue that. So if and when that does happen, that will drop sometime in the future as a special bonus episode of the podcast after this one. But after this week, we are not going to have regular weekly uploads of My Social Life, which is happening for the first time in like 4 years. I started this show back in, the first episode came out, I believe it was the trailer dropped on July 28th, 2018. And then the first episode dropped July 31st, 2018. I was 20 years old. My first episode with Hayden, of course, like last week's. This is probably why last week's episode, on top of the heavy subject matter, was as emotional as it was. And we kind of danced on the subject a little bit that it was the last episode of My Social Life. So some of you might have picked up on the fact that the show was ending. But I wanted to do a formal episode here to kind of talk about everything, lay it all out on the table. I've always tried to be as transparent as I possibly can with you from the beginning of the show. And I wanted to do that again with this episode. And like I said, the show started 4 years ago, which is crazy to think about. This is a problem. Like, I didn't think enough about what I wanted to talk about in this episode because I wanted it to be perfect. So I kept putting it off. Like, what am I going to say? All I've known is that I'm titling this episode, "We'll Talk Soon." And that's about it because that's how I've ended every single episode. I'm pretty sure since day one, I always say, "We'll talk soon" at the end of the episode. So that's why I wanted to title this because this isn't a goodbye. This episode, this is a "We'll Talk Soon" because I'm not disappearing. I'm not going away forever. And the reason I'm actually stopping this show is because I'm working on a new one, which is a story we will definitely get into in this podcast. So I'm not going away. It's just My Social Life in this form, me doing interviews on this show will be coming to an end. And I don't even know where to take it, where to start with you here. I guess we'll start with why the show is ending. That's probably a good spot. And I think for me, like, honestly, like, I was having some thoughts. I mean, I had thoughts on occasion of like, should I end the show? Am I crazy for doing the show? Like I said, the show's been 4 years consistent. Like, I missed between episode 3 and 4 because I moved from my apartment in the suburbs to downtown Ottawa, where I lived at the time. And I missed between 3 and 4. And then after that, once I had 4, I think, because I was doing bi-weekly, so every 2 weeks. So episode 1 came out, 2 weeks later, episode 2, 2 weeks later, episode 3. Then it was 3 weeks to episode 4. And then after episode 4, it was still every 2 weeks until like episode 7, I think. And then after that, the backlog was getting so big that I was like, oh man, maybe I could try and do this every week. And I did. And then I didn't stop for 4 years. Like, this podcast, I'm so happy that I'm filming this podcast on time because that means from episode 4 onward, I never missed an episode. From going weekly, I never missed an episode. So that's almost 4 years straight of uploads without stopping. And I already lost my train of thought. Oh no, where I was going with that was the fact that I'd had thoughts throughout of like, what am I doing? Is this the right thing? Should I be doing something else? Should I stop the podcast? And the show was never as big as I think some people thought it was. Like, I talk to different people and I do interviews and people talk to me like I'm like this crazy big podcaster guy. And it's like, that's not even close. The show just hit 50,000 downloads. Like, I mean, episode 199 hit 50,000 downloads. That's how recent it happened. And granted, I had one viral YouTube video, my Just Dust interview, which has over 800,000 views, but I had some monetization issues with my channel. So the channel's tanked. The channel's dead for the most part. But the monetization issues, I feel like that was misleading. The monetization issues, I monetized my channel. I didn't do it properly. You get like a postcard in the mail with your code. I never got the postcard. I forgot. I never filled in the special code, but I was monetized my channel anyways. And you can watch after the period of when I was supposed to have, like the last period I was supposed to have filled out that, put that code in, my views just fell through the floor. And it wasn't just the Just, it's not like the Just Dustin video died. And maybe that's part of it. And that's why the channel collapsed. Like, there were other videos starting to pick up steam, not just that one, and everything. And maybe it's all, again, maybe there's no correlation there or causation there. I don't know. Either way, maybe they're not connected, but on paper, it looks that way. But either way, the show was never that big. And so I was doing this work every single week without stopping while working a full-time job. There's a few times that I can't believe I kept the streak alive of never missing an upload. Like when I worked in hockey, I was traveling with the team for like 2 months straight. We'd be like on the road, go, 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 get up at 8, go to bed at 1, get up at 8, like just go working all day, exhausted. And I somehow found a way to stay consistent through that. And I found a way to stay consistent through other moves. And I found a way to stay consistent through COVID. And I found a way to stay consistent through starting my own business and leaving my job. And there's all these crazy things that I found a way to stay consistent with the show. If I was going to go away, I'd make sure I shot enough podcasts that I wouldn't miss an episode when I was gone. And so there's so many things I did. Like I worked my ass off on this show. We're talking like 20, 25, 40 hour weeks sometimes. And so I was thinking like, I am putting in all this work and the show is not quote unquote taking off. It's not getting a lot of traction. I'm still 3 years in and I'm getting similar downloads that I was getting 6 years in every single week. Like, what am I doing wrong? Is this the wrong thing? And so I was having these thoughts, these doubts, and they did pop up on occasion as they tend to do for people that put out content. And I never stopped and I just kept going and going and going, but I was really probably this spring, I was kind of like, we're closing in on 4 years. Like what's the goal here? What am I doing? I feel like I was working in the podcast too much to work on it. I was so focused on maintaining that streak of consistency of never missing an upload that it was hurting me in other places when it came to the marketing of the show or other things like that. Like I was too focused on just cranking out interviews every single week and not stopping that I didn't get a chance to think about the bigger picture, where I was taking it, what the strategy was. There wasn't a strategy. It was just get another interview out next week, get another interview out next week. Consistency, 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 volume, 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 post as much as you possibly can. And like that, I think that actually hurt the show in the long run. That because I was so focused on every single week, no stops, no breaks, that I didn't have time to step back and look at where things were going. And I think that hurt the show. And so I was kind of like having these questions that I always tended to have, like, am I wasting my time? What am I doing? Am I just a lunatic for working so hard every single week with no real results? You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Am I just doing that? And I didn't have a good answer for yes or no, was I or wasn't I? And I was like having these thoughts, like, man, really debating shutting it down at that point. And I was kind of going back and forth. I hadn't made up my mind officially. And it was probably like earlier than spring, I guess. But I can remember where I was. I was down the street from my apartment, just going for a walk because I needed to clear my head. And I was like, yeah, I was probably just past, I just crossed Somerset. For anybody who knows Ottawa, I just crossed Somerset. The Somerset and Metcalf intersection, I just crossed it. And I was like right there. I can clearly see it in my head where I was when I had the thought of like, maybe I should shut this down. And so I was going back and forth. And, you know, I love the show. So obviously it's not something I want to give up or want to stop doing, especially for no reason. Like I had nothing I was going to work on after that. It was just like, maybe I just need a break. And maybe I do just needed a break at that point in time. Maybe I needed for the last year a break, but it's just been such a routine to do this that I just kept going and going and going and going and going. And I was kind of running myself into the ground. And then I had a call, or no, I think I can't remember what the exact order of it was. I had a call with Zach Honover, who's been actually past guest on the show. He's episode number 95, I believe, which was around 2019. I did that interview. He is the CEO of One Day Entertainment, which is a management company. They manage Yes Theory. They manage Airac, amongst others. And then he co-founded a company with Eric, who's Airac himself, and then Kate Ward, who's also at One Day. The three of them co-founded a company called Creator Now. And so I was catching up with Zach. I was congratulating them. I think they'd recently announced, or he told me on that call that they'd raised some money for this new business. And I'd heard of Creator Now kind of through the grapevine, some people that I knew that had taken the course. And so we were just chatting with that. We were just catching up. And then he was saying that he was going to be in Toronto when I was actually going to be in Toronto, I think. And maybe we're going to meet up or something. And then a couple weeks after that, he sends me a DM.
Yo, I'm going to try my best to try to find some time to chat. I'd love to try to figure out a way to collaborate. Selfishly, I would love for you to like run the Creator Now podcast or something.
And so he floats this idea of of hosting the Creator Now podcast. And instantly to me, I was like, I was instantly interested because you've got Creator Now, which I hadn't taken the course. I still haven't taken the course, but like I know people who had. I had seen it develop. Like I follow the socials. I've seen the community develop and they were absolutely crushing this community. So I was instantly interested in that. Two, it's still content creators. And so it would be a similar show, I was assuming at the time, to what I'm doing right now. I'm still going to sit down with creators. Three, they have a deeper Rolodex than I could even imagine. And so we can probably get some pretty big name guests for the show, bigger name guests than I could ever get. Plus there's resources behind it. Plus it's a team. Now I'm not alone. There's a lot of positives to this. The big negative being, if I do this, I will shut my show down so I can focus on this show. And ultimately, Zach and I, we end up meeting up. We go for a coffee at, I think it was called like Laser Coffee or something in Toronto. I woke up and walked like 45 minutes on a cold Sunday across Toronto from where I was staying to meet Zach for coffee. Zach shows up. This is the first time I met Zach in person. Also just one of the most genuine dudes I've ever met. Unbelievable proportion. And we chat for like, I don't think he has this kind of time, but we chatted for like an hour and a half just about life, about my show, about Creator Now, about what they're working on, about this new show. And what kind of where we left it at was, cool, let's move forward with this as like a tentative plan. Come up with your recommendations for what this show could be or what it should be. And so after that, I was walking. My mind was racing. I was like, what could this show be? Like, I had an idea and I landed on an idea to do the creative process. On the walk home, I can kind of remember where I was, where I had that thought. I don't know the exact street name because I'm still new to Toronto. I was very new then, obviously living here now, it's still new, but at the time I was only visiting. I don't exactly remember, like I could show you if you were there. I can picture in my head exactly where I had this thought for a show around the creative process of some of the best creators in the world. And so I went back to my grandparents where I was staying in Toronto at the time. And I started working on this idea. I wrote it, like I came up with 10 different ideas for what the show could be. And then I picked the one about the creative process as my recommendation. And I was like, here's what I think we should do. And so I sent it to Zach. Zach sends it to Kate. I jump on a call with Kate for the first time. I'd never met Kate. I'd heard of Kate. I'd only heard of good things of Kate. But I had no idea what to expect. And Kate and I hit it off instantly. Kate Ward is one of the best people I've ever met. I think she's one of the people I get energy. Like after a call, I don't tend to have energy, but usually after I have a call with Kate, I have more energy because we're just so in sync. We're so aligned. We just hit it off and we were like going to roll with the show. And that's what we decided. We're going to work on this new show. And the intent is to record it. That was another big thing, is we're going to be recording them in person. So I will be going to Los Angeles. And I went to, that was part of what our conversation was, let's do it in person. You know, the energy is just so much better. So part of that was me going to Los Angeles, which is again, another selling point. And we just kind of rolled with it. And then Kate, I worked with Kate a lot back and forth to really flush out this show and develop it. And then she also looped in Neve, and Neve helped us kind of develop this as well. So it's the three of us, we're having calls, we're going back and forth. And yeah, we flushed the show out. We started booking some guests and we actually recorded the first batch of episodes, which aren't going to be, it was a trial run. So they aren't going to be like a public release or anything. We're going to TikTok clip it, but that's about it. But they flew me out to LA in June. I interviewed seven, I think we did seven trial episodes just to make sure it worked, and it worked. And so we're going to keep going forward with it. And I decided that part of me focusing on this new show with Creator Now would be to pause my social life, whether it be forever, for a time that's left to be determined. If you were to ask me right now, I would say forever. I think that I would much rather, you know, I have some people being like, why would you shut your own show down? You don't own this show. You're not like, but I would much rather wrap up my social life here with a nice pretty bow of the consistency and all the work I've put in, as opposed to trying to keep going to make it just to say I'm doing it and burning myself out and splitting my attention and wanting to book somebody for my social and be like, but they'd be a good guest for the Creator Now show and not knowing. And like, I didn't want that stress. I wanted creator now, I wanted Zach, I wanted Kate to know that my attention, my focus when it came to podcasting was 100% devoted to the Creator Now show. And that is one of the biggest reasons why I'm shutting the show down, is to focus on this new show. And I know you're not going to get to hear the full interviews. Maybe you are. Maybe we decide to release them for some reason, but I don't think we will. But those first episodes were very, very, I don't even know what the word is, validating. We have something here that I'm very confident in. I'm very, very excited about, and I really want to share it with you. And I think it would be a disservice to you to have me not have my full efforts, one, on the new show, or two, try and do this show half-assed. I've never been able to do it half-assed. I've tried to find ways to do it half-assed, like to cut my editing down or do that. I can't do it within reason. I would say that it currently is half-assed, but I don't even think that's accurate. And so I want all of my attention on one show, like one show I actually am focused on, and I don't want to split my attention. So I'm making the call to end my show to focus on this new one. And I think you're going to love the new show. I really do, especially if you like this one. It's not a dramatic jump from what we have built here with my social life. I say we as me and you. I've been doing this show solo the entire time. But you as a listener or a watcher are a part of that. I don't build this by myself. I build this with you. And it's not going to be dramatically different from this. You know, those first batch of interviews were a ton of fun. I feel like I'm just after those episodes, I had to prepare differently. I had to like learn new things in terms of like how to have these conversations. And I feel like I learned a ton as an interviewer that you're going to appreciate. You know, I was having conversations I wouldn't have had on this show because I put the extra time in because I want to crush this new show because I have so much belief in it. And that's not saying I don't believe in my social life. The show has done a lot for me. You know, I've grown as an individual from the show. Yes, 50,000 downloads isn't what I wanted. You know, when I started the show, I thought I was a genius. I was like, I'm just going to interview big YouTubers. They're going to share the interview with their followers. All of their followers are going to come follow me, and I'm going to be quitting my job in 3 months because my show is going to be so big. That obviously didn't happen because we are 4 years in. I'm not in a position to quit my job. I've made not a ton of money off barely any money off this show. You'd be shocked. Not probably not. I haven't made a ton of money off this show. And so I've never been in a position to take it full time. But I thought I was going to be there in like a week, but I didn't. And just the amount I knew about social media and like content creation when I started is so dramatically reduced from, it's just so much smaller. I just think of all the little things. I remember the first episode with Hayden. He's telling me he does a photo shoot for his Instagram. And I was like, that's the craziest shit ever. You do a photo shoot? That's so smart. How have I never thought of that? Little things like that. I had no idea. I was so green. I was 20 years old. As a human being, not even social media related, I think I've changed so much. My on-camera personality is dramatically different. Like if you go back and watch that, like even those first couple episodes, I haven't found my voice yet. I'd found it by episode 20 with Joey Kidney because he called me out, or he complimented me on it. I think getting that compliment from Joey was a big confidence boost to have somebody acknowledge the fact that I have a podcast voice, and it's a nice podcast voice. But like in those first episodes, it kind of sounds like how I sound in my regular, like I don't sound like this all the time. This is my podcast voice, you know? And like my girlfriend hates when I talk to her in my podcast voice, like after, cause it's like your retail voice when you go to work and you talk like this for a while and you come back from work and you're still talking in your retail voice. Like this is my podcast voice. After my podcast, I will talk to her in my podcast voice. Or she calls my business voice. Like when I have a meeting with somebody, I talk like this. This is my regular voice, but this is whatever. It's my podcast voice. And you go back to those first couple episodes. I don't have that. I don't have my podcast voice fully yet. I'm still figuring it out. And I've learned a ton. I've learned a ton about editing. I've just developed as a person. And now that's not entirely attributed to the podcast. The podcast isn't the entire reason I've grown. I've lived with my girlfriend for 5 years now. She is a big reason why I've grown a lot too. Life is just a big reason why I've grown a lot. But I have changed, and I think I've changed for the better. And I'm also still the same in the same way. It's like interesting. Both things can exist where I'm still the same person, but I've changed a lot. But it's just crazy to think of all the fact that it was 4 years ago still boggles my mind that I was 20 And yeah, I just can't get over how much I've grown. Even like my social circle, like my friends are like, even if they weren't guests on the podcast, like everybody knows me as the host of the podcast guy, for lack of a better word. Like I am the host of my social life and people know me as that. And I've had opportunities come up because of that. And I've made friends because of that. You know, like I think of just some people, I mean, like Hayden and I, granted we were coworkers and stuff, but I feel like because we had this podcast thing, not in common, but like he was the first guest and we meet up and we talk about it. And like this podcast, I would argue it has made Hayden and I closer. It's led to Hayden introduced me to people like Deepak Sharma, who Hayden introduced me because I was a podcast host. Deepak's a good buddy of mine. Jamie's another good friend of mine that I met to talk about all this stuff because this is what I was interested in. I had a show around like Jamie Lee. I'm trying to think of just everybody. Like there's so many people in my life that I know. Earlier today, I went for lunch with my buddy Danny, who I was introduced to by my friend Hassan, because Hassan heard my podcast with Zach Honiver, and Hassan was doing a mission to talk to 100 people from around the world because of Yes Theory. So I actually talked to Zach because of it, or he listened to my podcast with Zach, reached out to me, had a call with me, started producing a podcast for this guy named Danny. And then was like, yo, Jacob, I think you really like this guy named Danny. He has a podcast. Now Danny's a good buddy of mine. I met up with him in LA when I was there, actually stayed in his hotel room tonight when I was in LA. We just went for lunch now. Like that you can trace back to the podcast. And there's just so many things like that. Just the like butterfly effect of this show that like, I don't even think I truly realized the impact. And those are the things that it's tough to think about when you're in those moments where you're like, man, I only have 50,000 downloads. True, or less than that at the time. I only have 35,000 downloads. You know, I don't think about all these little things that are adding up, but even like my job, you know what I mean? Like I work for a company called Surf right now, which used to be called TrueFan. And if we trace it all the way back, and they actually sponsor the show, if we trace it all the way back, I met this guy named Scott Birdie through my job who was working for TrueFan. And then Scott and I met up and we had a good chat. And I was like after the fact, we met up a few months later and I was like, that was dope. Like you should come on my podcast. And we had a 2-hour podcast. And so like the podcast has helped me make friends. It's helped me deepen relationship with friends. And then through Scott, Scott helped me get early client, my business with TrueFan, and then TrueFan so much of it traces back to the podcast. It's opened doors. It's given me opportunities. I was invited to an influencer event. I tried a spin class because of this podcast, believe it or not. I remember it was 2019. So I've been doing the show for just about a year and I got an invite to this like spin studio to do a spin class. I never thought I'd ever want to do a spin class. And I went, I have Lululemon socks that I still wear and they are the best socks I own. It's been like 3 years. All of that comes back to the podcast. I also love the spin class. That was a great time and I should probably do another one, but just so many opportunities have happened as a result of this show. And I could be more grateful or appreciative of it. Even like, actually, this is a fun one. So how I got Zach on the podcast, I think is an interesting story that I wanted to tell. And this isn't the cleanest segue in the world, but I did a podcast with Elliot Robinson, and who's the co-founder of Dunk. And that was a fun. So I remember we were supposed to record on like a Sunday morning because he was in Sweden. So the time change was different. So there's a time change. So we're going to record on a Sunday morning. So it's like in the afternoon for him. And I get a text. I'm eating dinner. I get a text at like 6:30 and he's like 6:38 or something. And it's like, yo, do you want to do the podcast right now? The energy just feels right. And it was like, I don't know, like 1:30. It's like somewhere between 12:30 and 1:30 his time. And I was like, oh, okay. And so my girlfriend and I just like shoved food down. I was like, give me 15 minutes, threw everything away, got everything set up. And then I recorded with him for like an hour and a half. Then we chatted for a while so it was like a 2-hour thing. So it's like 3:30 in the morning, his time. And on that call, you know, he really liked the interview. He said some really nice things. And he said he was going to introduce me to some people for the podcast. And he introduced me to two people. And which we'll get into in a sec, but he also goes, you know, you need to find like a complex or something to create a show that you can host. Cause he was like, you're good enough. You can do that. I think you should look for that. I was like, that's a good idea. I have literally no fucking idea how to go about doing that though. And so I didn't really like pursue that a ton, but I was like, that idea has always stuck with me, that could I find a hosting job somewhere where I could be a host? But like, it's not my, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, that's a really interesting idea. I should try and find some way somehow to do that. But I didn't know how. I didn't actively pursue it. And then Elliot introduced me to two people. He introduces me to Josh Shapiro, who is the founder of Baseball Lifestyle 101, or just Baseball Lifestyle. And he also introduced me to this guy named Zach Honiver, who I did a podcast with, who ended up co-founding a company that created a show that needed a host that asked me to host it. So what Elliot said I needed to find in a company somewhere that will create a show that I can host, he also introduced me to the person that ended up creating that show that I will be hosting. And that to me is just wild. The fact that that worked out that way is crazy to me. And that's just one of the many crazy moments that this podcast has led to. You know, like I just can't even, you know, I always want to like talk about moments, but I'm always going to forget. Like, oh, I'm going to finish recording. I'm like, oh, what about this episode? Oh, what about that episode? Oh, what about this guest? And like, I did once after my 100 episodes, I did a thing where I went and I told a story about every single podcast I'd recorded. And that was like 3 hours and 45 minutes. So we'll not be doing that for all 200 episodes today. I respect your time too much to do that. But there's just so many moments that I don't even know which ones to talk about. You know, like, I'm just trying to think, like, obviously, like the ones that always jump out to me is like the interview with the co-founder of Starbucks, where I did so much research and I was so prepared that he gave me an extra half hour. That interview was only supposed to be an hour and I had the prep notes done. So there was an off ramp when we got to around the hour mark. So we hit that off ramp and I checked with him first and I was like, hey, just want to make sure, do you want to wrap up here? And he was like, you have as much time as you want. And so I took an extra half hour. I wasn't going to like take 2 hours or anything, but like, I think I just, that was a big interview for me. And I feel like I rose to the occasion for it. Or like Tom Dreesen's another one who I'm fascinated by comedy. And I read this book and I was like, this guy's got such a fascinating story. And then he had a book. I was like, let me read his book. And I was like, what if I just reached out to him for my podcast, this old like comedian who's like a celebrity and open for Frank Sinatra. And he said, yes. And then he came on my show and I was like, what the hell? And he said, it was one of the best interviews he's ever done. I have chills thinking about that interview. He also told me a story that I will get to use in a screenplay I really want to write. Like there's a screenplay I really want to write. And Tom told me a story that I'm going to put, cause it's going to be a biopic, not about him, about someone else that I get to put in that screenplay. Or who else? Like Chris Van Vliet, another unbelievable guy from Canada that I met because I asked him to come on my show. We did two podcasts. We've had a couple calls and caught up. He's someone I consider a friend and he's just a great dude. Like that's another person I met. I'm trying to think of other stories, you know, like VCon was interesting. I went to my goal actually to end the show was to record all my podcasts at VCon. Like I was at 192 or 193, record 7 episodes, finish with Hayden at 200, surprise him by asking him to be guest number 200. And then I would just be done after VCon. I was going to knock him out at the conference. I recorded 0 podcasts at VCon, less successful than my New York trip where I recorded 10 in 6 days with Hayden there. But I'm still, you know, I was okay with that because I was just enjoying the conference. But like even that conference is a result of this podcast. So basically why Hayden invited me to the conference is because I showed him, I told him like, yo, check out this Gary V guy on YouTube or something. And so he did, or his podcast. And Hayden became a big Gary guy. And then I asked Hayden to come to New York with me. Hayden on that night, on that trip, got to sit in Gary's office and shoot 2 podcasts in Vayner. So Hayden was like, yo, I think it brings us full circle. So it's like a thank you of that to bring you to VCon with me. And so that's why I was at VCon, because of this show. There's just so many moments of my life that I don't even think realize were impacted by this show. I think where I live is impacted by this show. Everything is impacted by this show. And I just can't get over that. And I can't believe this is ending. And it's like, I'm not sad either. You know, I thought I would be more sad and I had like a brief moment. I also haven't really like, it's been interesting where I've kind of had so much time to process it ending. And also having shot the new show and knowing that we have something there makes this easier. I think, I also think that I'm happy for it to be what it was. This show, like because I always wondered like what's going to be the catalyst for me to stop the podcast? Like, am I just going to run it till forever? Like, is that the goal, to just run the show until I don't know. Like, and I never wanted to run it to a point where I was kind of walking that line a little bit where I was just so tired and done with the show that I just ended it because I was fed up with it. I have a lot of love for this show and I will finish having a lot of love for this show. I'm not going to get to a point where I'm just so pissed and done with this show that I'm over it. I'm done. I'm not there. I'm ending it in a place where I'm happy to be ending it. I made the decision to end it. I did 200 episodes. I got to end on a clean round number. I am in a good place. I'm in a new city that I love. I'm starting a new show I could be more excited for. Things are going really well. And because of that, I'm okay to end the show. This show, and I'm happy that it can be what it was. This show was 4 years, four awesome years that you were a part of that gets to be this phase of my life I look back on fondly. It's not this thing that I've just always, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but in my head, it makes sense that now it was okay to end it. I'm not sad. Like I said, the new show definitely helps that. And I've even had a couple, every once in a while, like a couple times, should I really get my show? Should I just keep going? Like, should I, you know, and that's going to happen. But I'm happy. I think, you know, I forgot. I wanted to order a special sweater that said my social life for this episode. I still probably will as like a congratulations present to myself for doing this. I want to get just like basically like a Supreme sweater, but instead of Supreme, it says my social life with the logo and the red rectangle. But that's irrelevant. But I lost my train of thought now. Just done. I think it was talking about how much I love the show. Oh, how I'm ending it in a good place. And it is a good place to end it. 200 sounds way better than like 214. Like there's no point in running it for another three. You know what I mean? Like this is just such a good place and time to end it. I felt like over the last couple months, like the end of a new chapter and the beginning of a new one in my life. And this is part of the old chapter. And that doesn't mean I don't like that chapter. I love that chapter. This chapter is the reason that this last chapter is the reason this next chapter exists. And I'm just happy that I get to end the show in a place where I'm okay ending it. You know, I'm going to keep repeating myself, I think, because similar to my last podcast with Hayden, I didn't want it to end. I want to sit here and just talk to you about this podcast and what it's meant to me forever. So I'm going to keep rambling and going around and around and around in circles because I want to just keep telling stories and reminiscing. And I love to reminisce. I love nostalgia. And one day this show will be nostalgic. And did I appreciate the show when I was in it? I did. I did not appreciate it. I knew what I had. I knew I had something pretty cool. I just wanted more people to experience it with me. I think that was the hard part. But of course, I'm going to think I could have experienced, like done more or this and that. There's going to be second guessing. And, you know, I'm going to second guess, should I keep the show? And who knows? Maybe in 6 months I go, oh, fuck, this was a mistake. And I start the show up again. That's a possibility. This is why we'll talk soon. Because I don't know when or where we'll talk next, but we will talk next. We will talk soon. Right. But I don't know. This is the thing I have these notes here of a couple things. I've hit up most of it, but I really just want to talk from the heart to you, really, because like your support has meant the world to me. Even if this is your first time watching, I appreciate, or listening, I appreciate the fact that you're checking this out, that whenever you are in the future, whenever you're listening, maybe you're my kid, what's up? I love you. But who knows, whoever you are listening to this, like the show will live on forever, you know? The show will always exist. It'll always be there. You know, I got to figure out how to move my show to Anchor so it's free, so I'm not paying $15 a month for a show I'm not uploading to anymore. But there's just so much that's happened. Like so much, I'm just thinking now of like, had I gone back and talked to Jacob, like if I could have sat down with myself in like February of 2018, which is before I shot the show, where I'm like sitting in my dining room of our first condo, Hallie and I together, trying to like test microphones and it sounding like shit. And like, I had like a GoPro like mounted to my chandelier or my light fixture or something. And like, I was just trying to figure it out and it was going horrendously. Of all of the things that were going to happen when he finally, I just got a little emotional, that were going to happen when he did start this show. And I don't think he would believe you. You know, I've got chills right now thinking about that. Like, Joe Santagato jumps to mind. Like I was a big Joe Santagato fan in high school. I loved his videos, even out of high school, even at that point in time. And so if I told myself, if you just stick with this, you're going to interview Joe Santagato, I lost my fucking mind. I remember episode 3. So we did 2 episodes. I mean, Hayden was the first one. And then Matthew Dore was my second episode. And he came to the condo where I lived. And like we record, and I was like, this is so crazy. This stranger was just down to come to my apartment. And episode 3 was Josh Reyes, who's a friend of mine now that I knew lived near me. And he started a company that was really cool. He had like a fitness apparel brand with his girlfriend, Mallory, that I thought was awesome. And I was like, this is so cool. This company's sick. Like I had one of their shirts and I was like, this guy lives like so close to me. Maybe he'll come on my podcast. And he said, yes, I can remember. I was in the side room in our condo, the second spare bedroom. I turned into a studio. And my girlfriend, I don't really let me. I wouldn't say let me. I just kind of did it. And she just went along with it. But like I was in the side room and I can remember sprinting down my hallway of this condo, like celebrating that Josh Reyes said yes to me to come on my podcast. Cause I thought that was so cool that he said, yes, he has 14,000 followers. He said he would come on my show. He has this crazy company. Like, how cool is this? And like to tell that guy that Joe Santagato is going to come on this show would be crazy. He would lose his mind. You know, like who else? Like Joe Santagato, Parker Huser. I can't remember how to pronounce it. My bad. Parker, if you're listening to this, I doubt you are, but if you are, Parker, I was a huge High on Life fan. And to know that I was going to have one of the founders on the show, I wouldn't have known what to say. I don't even know what to say about it now that this has happened, you know? I'm trying to think of who else has been on the podcast that I just wouldn't believe. I even think like, I didn't know who he was, but to tell myself at that point in time, like, hey, you're going to get Just Dustin. He's a YouTuber with over 3 million subscribers. He's going to come on your show. I lose it. That'd be crazy. I remember when Joey Kidney came on the show. Joey's a friend of mine now. And I remember actually at VidCon. He gave me a sweater and I love the sweater. He gave me a happy hoodie, which I've wanted since I recorded the interview. I thought the happy hoodies were so sick. They're like these yellow sweaters. I love yellow sweaters. I have one. If you've known anything about me, I wear my yellow sweater all the time. And Joey gave me like, he had these happy hoodies and I was like, oh, I need to buy one. I never got around to it. And I saw him at VidCon and he was selling his merch there. Or not his merch. It's not even merch. It's like, it's just his company, his clothing company. And he was selling clothing there. And I was like, yo, Joey, like I got to get a happy hoodie. Like how much are they? He's like, do you want a hoodie? Like, and I was like, yeah, how much are they? Actually, I want a happy hoodie because I'd always wanted one. I was like, I'm here now. He's got the clothes. Like, I might as well. And he's like, nah, dude, just take it. Just take it. Like, here, have it. I was like, no, I don't want to support. And he's like, no, dude, seriously, just take it. So he gave me a happy hoodie. And I remember when he came on the podcast, I thought that was crazy. A YouTuber with 700,000 subscribers was coming on my show. Are you serious? And I was like, that's crazy to me. And I can remember. So I interviewed Katie Hessian, I think that's her. She's Yao City style. She had like 15, 16,000 subscribers. I think she had, it was episode 16. And I'd interviewed her and I interviewed a couple other people I'd seen like on Instagram stories, Joey, like with them at events and stuff. So Joey knew them. And I remember getting a DM from Joey where he's like, hey, I've seen you interviewed a bunch of my friends. Like, when do I get a chance to be on the show? Because at the time it was like the Ottawa influencer show and that didn't exist. And he was like one of the key influencers in the city. And so he was just like, yo, when can I come on the show? And I was like, holy fuck, this guy wants to be on my, I'm getting chills again thinking about it. Like, I was like, this guy wants to come on my podcast. Are you serious? Okay. And so he came to my apartment and I remember he pulled up in his mini and he texted me before. He's like, yo, what do you want from Starbucks? I was like, nah, dude, I don't want anything. He was like adamant, like, no, dude, let me get you something. Like, please. I was like, all right, I'll get a hot chocolate. So he bought me hot chocolate. I remember he pulled up in front of my apartment in his mini. We recorded the podcast. I thought it went super well. I got him with some early research notes. And like these early episodes like solidifying that the research was important to me. And yeah, I'm just thinking back, like just all these cool experiences. Like I keep getting chills thinking about it. And like just how cool it was to me that this guy was going to come on my podcast. He had like, I remember I posted a story. And I was like, yo, Joey Kinney's coming on the podcast. Like, do you have any questions you want? Like, let me know. And I would normally, when I post a story like that, maybe get like 3 answers. He shared it to his story, which I thought was crazy that he would just do that. And then I got like 100 messages of like, ask him this, ask him this, ask him that. And I was like, holy shit. It was just wild. I'm trying to think of like other ones too. Like there's so many things like that I've done because of this podcast. I can remember like, I was so worried. I thought I was going to get myself fired. Like I remember leaving work in the middle of the day, like at 1 o'clock on like a Wednesday to bus like 45 minutes. Like I think it was even like an hour 15 and then walking like another 15 minutes to meet Dr. Chris Rayner for a podcast interview. That was like, I think that was almost 2 hours as well. And just all the people that have made time for me, like he's a doctor. He's an incredibly busy person and he let me come. He's a doctor and he also has a, like it's a chiropractic, a recovery, a strength business, like a gym. He has a gym, the easiest way to summarize it. And he let me come to his gym and just in his place of business, interview him for 2 hours. Like that's crazy to me. And then, or even like, I remember Corey Sauvé, who is an entrepreneur in Ottawa, he has a couple restaurants. Like, he let me record in his restaurant. And we're like recording just in the middle of the day. And there's like people coming in. Like, somebody was asking about the show after. He's like, what is this? This is cool. There's just so many things. And, you know, like I've lost a little bit of that, I think, over the last year and a bit because of COVID, because I just went purely online for convenience. I didn't have to lug gear. I'm not very good at production. That is one thing I'm still lacking. And I know that I'm not good at production. I'm very run and gun. Let's just get it done. Let's get it in the bag. I don't care how, it doesn't look that nice, like whatever. That's one thing I know I'm lacking at. But like, and then with COVID, it just became so easy. I could reach anybody in the world. And so there wasn't as many like cool stories. Like, I went here and did this and did that thing. Or like, I remember the flute guy. Like, that was my 9th episode. I could reminisce about this forever, but I remember his management contacted me like, hey, our clients actually, we see your social media podcast in Ottawa. Our client has like this many followers. Would love if you could go interview him. And I was like, holy shit, this guy was like a NASA scientist. And now he's a classical Indian flute player. And he's still growing to this day. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I go to, it's like his uncle's house. And we record it in his uncle's house. Like, it's wild. I love looking back at like all the old clips and like all the things I've tried. And like, it's just crazy to me. All the people I've met, all these experiences, like I could sit here and reminisce about it forever and ever and ever. You know, like there's just so many, many things. Like, I just want to look at, and obviously like Hayden has been on the show a few times. He's someone I talked about in last week's takeaways episode. And I'm going to get to some thank yous here in a minute. I just want to go back and like look through some old episodes. We'll do this quickly. Like, I don't want to keep you here too much longer, but I want to talk about some of my other episodes that like, that I've done. Cause it's crazy. So I'm looking at now with takeaways episodes and some specialty episodes and this and that here and there. I've done 400, this will be episode 423. 423. That's a lot. That's a lot of podcasts. It's over 100 podcasts a year. Like, it's just nuts how many, like, I've done so many podcasts, I don't even remember, like, how many I've done. You know, like, Michael Haig, like, Will Smith's script consultant, that was dope. Dave Summer, Justin Moore, who I got to meet at VidCon, he was a good, like, so many people. Thaddeus Young, I forgot about that. Like, Thaddeus Young came on the podcast, NBA player, because I did a thing with hashtag sports. Like, damn, like there's just so many people that I could sit here forever. Barry Enderwick, an unbelievable person, a Netflix executive, former Netflix executive that I had on the show that I couldn't believe I got on the show because I found him on Twitter and I was like, maybe I'll take a shot at this old Netflix, old, like not old, and like he just no longer worked there, previous Netflix executive. Maybe he'd come on the show. And then he did. And he's just a nice guy. We chat every once in a while. He's currently crushing the world by making sandwiches from an old cookbook. Like, his sandwiches of history is the account. And like, he's blowing up. He had like the Food Network. Like, another, just like so many, like, that's one thing is all the people on here that have come on the show are just doing cool shit still. And I'm so happy for everybody. Like, it's just crazy. I'm just going through and seeing all the names right now. Lee Elias, Troy Asanoff, Josh Shapiro, Greg Rowe, Zach Honiver, Mr. Junior. That one was cool. That one, like, he didn't want to do a podcast. He's like, he was shy, not shy, but like, just not a, like, didn't want to do an interview and, but was kind enough to come on my podcast anyways. There's Elliot Robinson, 92, Javier Mercedes. I just accidentally jumped super, like, I'm forgetting some of these, man. Shonda's Magic. Yo, the first interview with Shonda's Magic was crazy. Sean's another one, man, like, that I have so much love and respect for. Like, he's just such a good dude. I got to meet him for the first time in person at VCon. Unreal guy. And like, I got lucky with Sean. The fact that I reached out to him at the right time, like, I reached out to him, I think he just passed 1 million followers on TikTok. Like, that's crazy. Like, this was late 2019. I was like, I should probably try and get some more TikTokers, because I had one earlier in the summer that I tried to get. I did full prep for, and then they just ghosted me. So I had this like kind of sour taste about TikToks. And I was like, you know, let me just try and get some more TikTokers. This seems like an important platform. And I was talking about it more, and I was like, all right, let me get TikTokers. And I got Sean. Sean, actually, funny, fun fact for you. I reached out to two people that day that I can remember. One was Sean. The other was Lil Huddy. I didn't get Lil Huddy. He didn't even answer, but Sean answered. Sean came on the show and we've done 3 podcasts now. And like, that's the thing. Like, you might see some bonus episodes actually over in the course of the future, just pop up on here every once in a while, because I have to do my biannual podcast with Hayden every 2 years. And I've had Sean on here every year for 3 years in a row. I need a fourth one. I can't just let that stop. It's just cool to document that stuff. So I don't know. I could talk here forever. I think I should just, we're almost at an hour here and I've said what I need to say. I'm just reminiscing now. Cause I know when I hit stop record, the show's done and it's still an emotional thing. And I've always been the guy that likes to cling to a moment when it's ending. Like I can remember like, just like if I was just like, if I'm traveling, I can remember being like Vancouver, like we had like 20 minutes left to kill. We could just go to the airport. But I was like, let's just like stay here because I don't want this moment to end. Cause when we leave, the vacation's over. Like I just hate endings kind of. So I'm just like milking this moment. But I think I want to get into some thank yous before we wrap up here. And these thank yous will probably take me a while, which will probably make you think of like seven other stories. So I'm going to get some thank yous. And I think the first thank you, like this is an obvious one. This is someone who I don't give enough public appreciation for that deserves a lot of public appreciation. I'm getting like emotional as I'm saying this. Is Hallie, my girlfriend Hallie. I don't think you guys understand the amount of shit she's put up with to let this show happen. Is insanity. Like there are very few people I on this earth who would do what she's done to help me with this show. And like the biggest thing, whenever I would record a podcast, she would leave the apartment. She would leave because she didn't want to make I was stressed with the background noise. She didn't want to stress me out. She didn't want to make background noise. She would leave. I remember episode 6, alt photo, two guys, Brennan and Max. They came to the apartment. Hallie was like finishing work and she was waiting for my text. And that was my first podcast with two guests. And I didn't know how to manage it. And that podcast went for over 2 hours. And she had been sitting in the lobby. And our building's lobby was a bench. It wasn't like an actual lobby. It was like a concrete bench. There was nothing there to actually do. She sat there for like an hour and 15 minutes. I think her phone died. And she just sat there for like an hour with nothing to do because she just wanted to support me in the show. Like even if I had a remote podcast, she'd like go to a coffee shop. Or if I had a podcast in the apartment, she'd leave. She would always leave because she just wanted to make sure that there was no background noise that I didn't make, that I wasn't stressed out about anything. That just went perfectly. And she's always done that. Even right now, she went to the gym so that I could record this with no background noise. And I just that, obviously that's just the biggest one. That just sticks out to me. Like, I don't know anybody that would do that 200 times. She's done it so frequently. She's put up with the weird hours, my constant working. Like I probably haven't been the most present partner in the world because I've always been focused on editing and doing this show. The show's been such a big deal in my life. And so I just can't thank her enough for her support. This show, I don't do the show every week for 4 years if she's not there. Like she is the reason, like I don't think there's many people, like I said, who would just leave the apartment 200 times so I could record. I mean, sometimes obviously I plan it around her work, so it wasn't a big deal, but like maybe she gets off at 8 and the podcast starts at 7:30. She'll kill time before she would come home. Like it's crazy to me that she did that. And I don't think I can thank her enough for it. And I don't think I have publicly said like thanked her enough. I think I've maybe in a caption here or there when I'm putting some thank yous, but like I want to be very, very like vocal about this, especially right now. And I was very intentional that I started off with her because she's the biggest person to thank when it comes to all of this. And so Hallie, if you're listening to this, thank you because I couldn't have done it without you. You know, she's also there to support me. She's also there for the ups and downs, those days when I'm feeling like shit, should I just end this show and I'm not feeling my best? She's there. She's talking to me about it. We're working through it. Those days I'm up when I'm celebrating, she's there too. She's also there to make sure my ego never got too big, which I think is important. She always good at bringing me back down to earth in the best way. And yeah, I just can't even imagine having done this without her. And so she deserves a lot of credit and a lot of appreciation, a lot of thanks, which I'm giving to her now. And I'm definitely now, I've also been emotional for the last hour. So as soon as she gets back from the gym, I'm going to tell her the exact same thing. But I wanted to make sure I went here on record that it was public, that I was saying this, that you knew the amount of behind the scenes stuff she's done to make this show happen. She's given me time. She's given me space. She's given me whatever I need to accomplish this show. You know, we had been moved out together for for a while, but like I like would go to New York and like, I was not the most communicative in New York, like, because I was just so focused and like, she was like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, not that, like, I don't know. She's just done so much that I just can't, I don't even have the words. It just means so much to me that I have somebody in my life who will support me through all the crazy ideas and schemes and shit that I come up with and do. And like, all like the volume of work was crazy. Like, especially like, I think about it, like when I worked in sports, the hours were up, were insane. I was working Monday to Sunday sometimes. I remember when I went to New York, actually, I worked 28 days straight. And the only reason it wasn't 36 was because I had my trip to New York planned, which I went for 6 days and worked my ass off for 6 days, came back and went back to work. It was like nonstop. I was working Monday to Friday plus games on some. There's usually 2 to 3 games between Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And like, Hallie just stood by me through all of it. She would come to games. She would sit in the stands by herself while I was working. And then we would come home and I would go sit at the desk for 3 hours and edit. And she stood by me through all of it. And like, I've appreciated it. But now as I'm sitting here, I'm like, have I even appreciated that enough? I don't know if I have. And so, Hallie, I said it already, but I can't say it enough. Thank you for the support. And I hope you listen. I'm like, I just want you to understand listening to this. Like, I couldn't do the show on my own. I have a pretty kick-ass partner that's helped me do it all. Some other thank yous I want to get to before we wrap up here. Hayden, I know I shouted him out last week because obviously he was episode 200, but like an incredibly supportive friend through this whole thing. Was kind enough to be the first guest, was brave enough to be the first guest. He had no idea what he was walking into. I could have been a dog shit interviewer. Luckily, I don't think I was, but he was kind enough to, he also drove across city, which I still laugh at. He thought that we were close. He was like over an hour away, but he did the drive and, you know, came and interviewed me for my 50th episode, 100th episode. He was the guest, interviewed me after my 100th episode, was my 200th guest. He also came to New York with me. And I don't think like that's talked about enough either. Like, yes, we talk about the New York trip all the time, but the fact that he came on that trip and knew he wasn't going to be in the podcast, he was just going to be in the room. He was manning the camera for me, which is crazy because there's definitely value he could have added to those conversations. And like the fact that he did that, I think he booked more guests than I did for that trip. And he wasn't even going to interview anybody. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, it's like having a friend like that is pretty special to me. And it means a lot to me. And yeah, this show doesn't exist. Or the show exists, but like this show has a different feel, I think, if Hayden Cash is not involved in it. And I put up Instagram post last week or a couple of days ago. And I was like, you can't tell the story of my social life without Hayden Cashin. And there's no truer statement than that. The show doesn't exist. And like, you can't tell the story without him in it. And he's a big part. And I couldn't be happier that he's a big part of the show. So Hayden, and I said a lot more last week, but thank you, man, for everything. A couple other ones here that I want to get to. I think I got to shout out Scott Birdie, who again is the reason that the show ever had a sponsorship in the first, like you can trace a lot of things back to Scott Birdie, my job, the sponsorship on this show. Scott was a guest on this show. Scott is actually Hayden's the person that's been interviewed the most on this podcast. Scott, or like tied with Sean, I guess. Scott is, but Hayden's got some other episodes. So Hayden's got 6 episodes, but Scott's been the person that's been on this show the second most, because Scott was on the podcast as an interview, but Scott also did every single episode of The Social Report, which is a specialty episode we did with TrueFan/Surf. And we had a couple of people on those episodes, like Cam Russell was on there for a while. Karen O'Brien was on there for a while as well, but Scott was on all of them. So Scott is the person that's been on the show the second most next to me. And so I just appreciate Scott for everything Scott's done off the podcast, on the podcast. Shout out to Scott. Shout out to Swish Goswami, Anik, Claire, and Surf for sponsoring the podcast. They are the first sponsor, the only sponsor, like presenting sponsor, I should say. And it's just the fact that they trusted me enough to represent their brand. Like they put me on their website as like their company podcast. And it's the fact that they trusted me and the show enough to do that is something I don't take lightly. I appreciated it. Having a sponsor, a presenting sponsor like that legitimized the show more than it already was. And so I really appreciate that, to give me that opportunity. They've both been on the podcast. Swish twice has been on the podcast twice. So I really appreciate both of those guys. They've done a lot for me, to my friends and to my family, especially like just for hearing me talk about this podcast forever, as you are right now, This was my life for the last four, not 4 years. Like I got better, but like there was a time where all I would talk about was podcast and I would not shut up. And so to anybody that's listened to me talk about this podcast at length, thank you for putting up and listening to me. A couple of people that come to mind is Mike Reed and Kira Johnston. They were our coworkers at OSEG. And especially that first year, I didn't shut the fuck up about my social life. I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. And it still is. It is the greatest thing in the world. But they, yeah, they put up with a lot of listening, a lot of to me talking about the show. And I could sit here and thank people forever. Like, thank you to Sean Does Magic, Sean Sitaridana, for coming on the show multiple times. He didn't have to do that. Thank you to anybody that's ever introduced me to a guest. Rob Greeley is the reason that I have the Just Dust interview. So thank you to Rob Greeley for helping me get over 825,000 views. Without him, I don't get the Just Dust interview. Without him, I don't get the Dr. Chris Rayner interview. So shout out to Rob Greeley. Thank you, Rob. Man, you know, I could sit here. Thank you to Zach Honover and Kate Ward for trusting me with the opportunity that you've given me with the new show. Thank you, Zach Honover, for being the most downloaded episode of my social life history. Not including YouTube, he is the most downloaded podcast episode. That's also the podcast I got the most anecdotal feedback on, of people just like coming up and telling me like, yo, I listened to this podcast. It was so good. This episode changed my life. Like that's the interview I've gotten the most feedback from, is the Zach Honover episode. But thank you, Zach and Kate, for trusting me with this opportunity. Thank you to my family who have supported me throughout this whole thing, even though my dad still doesn't know how to download a podcast. I appreciate him. My mom's watched a few of these, so appreciate, shout out to my mom. My Nana tried to apologize for also not knowing how to download a podcast last time I saw her, but they've been supportive nonetheless. They always ask me about it. So thank you to my family. You know, I could be here forever. Thank you to my brother, Josh. You know, Josh has been a big supporter. He always tells his friends, talks about my show, plugs my show. You know, he works with some influencers. He's mentioned my show to them a few times. He's taken photos for the podcast. Josh actually took the cover art photo. Josh took some behind the scenes photos of my 100th podcast. You know, Josh has been a big supporter throughout all of it. So thank you to Josh for your help with everything. Whenever I ask to, he's there. He's there to help. Always has ideas. Always has like, will introduce me to anybody that he knows if I asked him to. So I appreciate his support. And there's just like, I could be here forever saying thank you. I know we're over an hour now, or about over an hour. But the last person I really want to say thank you to is you. You listening to this right now, whether this is your first episode or whether you've listened to every single episode, whether you listen the entire way through or you only listen to bits and pieces here and there, I really appreciate you for taking the time to listen to my social life. This podcast has been a labor of love. It's something I have dedicated my life to these last 4 years. I've put a lot of time into this with the intent that people will listen. And so if you are somebody who is listening, who has listened, I couldn't thank you enough. You're the reason I kept going all these years. I'm not doing 200 interviews if I'm getting nobody listening. So even if it's one person listening, that's someone that's taking the time to listen to this. So I'm not doing this without you. We built this show together. The show doesn't exist without you. So I just hope you understand how much it means to me that you took time to listen to this podcast. Yeah, like I said, I've put a lot of work into this. I hope you liked it. I sure had a good time with it. So I hope you did too. This was special. This was my social life. I couldn't have done it without you. I absolutely loved it. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Whether you listen the entire way through or you only listen to bits and pieces, I really appreciate you for taking time to check this out. Do me a big favor. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to leave us a positive rating interview, share this episode with a friend, and subscribe to the show. We may not be putting out brand new interviews every single Tuesday, or brand new episode, takeaways episodes and audio exclusive where I sit down and break down the subscription podcast episode of the week every single Thursday. But stay tuned, because I'm sure I will be dropping the Gary Vee podcast if and when that does happen. Maybe some special bonus podcasts if I do some fun interviews with Hayden or Sean or anybody that I decide to do an interview for this show for. Maybe I drop some teasers of the new show on here. So make sure you subscribe anyways. On top of that, if you did enjoy today's podcast, I really appreciate it. If you want to follow me, you can find me everywhere on social media at the Jacob Kelly. Feel free to come and say hello. My DMs are always open. Thank you once again for listening. We'll talk soon.